Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and once again, here's Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. So tell me about this Ag Census. What's that all about?
Right, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Census of Agriculture. They do this every 5 years. It's kind of like the big U.S. Census that we have every 10 years, except that this is just a census, a collection of data to basically to monitor the health of agriculture in the U.S. And it's a huge amount of data. I mean, they collect data on everything from land values, number of farms, number of, you know, if you want to find out how many llama farms are in Becker County,
wow.
You know, it will tell you how many llama farms and how many llamas live there. And so, you know, and it goes into crops and property values, employment, everything you can think of. And so it's really a massive amount of information, and everybody's going through it right now, and I'm sure in a few weeks we'll be coming out with, you know, more consolidated information on trends and whatnot. But even just going through it kind of on the surface, we came up with some interesting information, and some of that was some odd reversals of trends. You know, for the last 15, 20 years, farms have been getting larger in Minnesota. They've been consolidating. Farmers have been retiring, selling out, and their neighbors have been buying their farms. Mm-hmm. And so farms have been getting larger, especially in the southern and western counties, you know, the big farming counties. Well, in this census, that trend turned around, and especially in the big farming counties, the number of farms actually started increasing, and the average size of farms started getting smaller, which was odd.
And that is so, odd, and actually kind of surprising.
It is kind of surprising, yeah, especially in the big production counties, you know, along the southern tier in the southwest and western counties. And then the other big thing that we found kind of right off the bat was the change in land value. You know, it's not a surprise to anybody who's in agriculture that the value of farmland has really increased in the big farming counties. But in some counties, it's gone up 50%, even 100, 120% in the last 5 years. And so that, you know, has ramifications for property tax and everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What about off-farm income? Farmers traditionally in Minnesota have had jobs outside of their farming work. Is that still the trend?
Right, and that's actually one of the trends that hasn't changed. It's continuing. The trend is continuing that farmers are working more and more off the farm. They'll work on the farm, and then they'll go off someplace else for a day job. And what I looked at specifically was the number of farmers who work more than 200 days off the farm, and that trend has continued to grow. And they do this for a variety of reasons. You know, sometimes it's for extra income. A lot of times it's for health insurance. They need that extra employment to get affordable health care.
Well, thanks, Marnie, for that update on the USDA's agricultural census. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. We'll catch you next week.